Blog Talk Radio.
Our national anthem will be sung by the international opera star Robert Merrill. And now, to honor America, will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem.
Inner Sight and the great Robert Merrill and live from Yankee Stadium, and welcome everyone. This is our memorial program, and what I'd like to do is include in this program tonight the brave teachers and children from down in Texas.
Yeah.
San Antonio area at the elementary, the Robb Elementary School, who, in my mind, and I'm sure in the minds of many, were just as brave as our soldiers, or maybe even more so, because they had no defense.
That's right.
Against the killing. So, in my mind, and I'm sure many, many others will agree, they were beyond brave. And the teacher,
yeah.
The woman, I don't know her name, but the woman who...
neither do I, but...
it was read to me, who died with students in her arms.
Yeah.
I know.
She blocked the...
I mean...
barricaded him. Blocked the further shooting, but
yeah,
she herself was sacrificed. Yeah,
you know, that's bravery above and beyond.
That's right.
You know, and especially since she had no defense.
That's right.
You know, and the cowardly person who did this horrible thing. I don't usually. Say that I'm glad someone is gone, but I'm glad that guy is not around. Because who the hell would want to pay to keep him around?
Not me.
You know?
For real.
I mean, horrible, horrible. So we salute those. Our hearts go out to the parents and the relatives and all at the school who did whatever they could to try to save lives and to survive themselves. And I'd like to see the politicians exhibit bravery.
Yeah, right.
Like those teachers did, like those children.
Yeah.
Did. And the way they could do that is to stop bitching with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And do something positive to protect all children in schools. Make it so that
That's
when
right.
a parent sends their child to school, they at least know that there's something there to keep that child safe.
Frank,
there's no guarantee in life about anything.
That's true.
You know, but measures should be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just talking. We gave it to the New York editor of the Associated Press today, a good, a beautiful, a personal friend of mine, Caruso. And I couldn't get him live because, you know, evidently he's busy with all this stuff. But I did put it on his voicemail,
mm-hmm.
our idea. And in addition to that, I called my state senator, who I happen to know personally. He's the head senator here in New York State. And I must admit I'm not very happy with that he hasn't taken up any of our issues. But I'm going to try again with this one because I give a damn about the kids.
That's right.
I'm not thinking of the politicians. You know? And if they don't do anything, I'm going to blast their ass on my show. And in the media.
That's right.
And I'm on the verge of getting on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
So I'm going to blast them over there, too. Because this is
even
horrendous.
YouTube. Yep.
You know, these politicians should do something. And we have an idea that would serve millions of people. Not only the
That's
politicians,
right.
but the people who are being forced to go into nursing homes and all the money that's being wasted there. We sent out two tweets today about it.
Yes, we did.
We spoke. We left a message for the Associated Press. We called our senator. What did the damn politicians do today to try to protect children in the schools? What did they do?
I don't
fight
think
with
anything, honestly. Yeah.
No, they blocked discussions about gun control. You know, I don't care if they're going to block discussions about it. Go ahead and do it. I don't give a
but
damn
do
about
something
that.
For the children.
But do something to protect these children.
That's
they
right.
deserve it. And our
mm-hmm.
idea, I ran it by two or three, four people. They all thought it was a great idea.
It is a great idea.
You get trained dogs at the door
mm-hmm.
with an officer. Dogs that can alert you when there's firearms. Dogs can sense things sometimes blocks away.
That's right.
Get the trained dogs out. Many of these dogs are already available. The police department has them.
Right.
You know? The hell with protocol. I don't give a damn about no protocol. These are
mm-hmm.
children's lives who deserve to have a chance
Better.
To live. Break protocol. Frigate.
That's right.
You know, cut through all that crap. Get the dog
mm-hmm.
at the school with the officer. You know, if the dog indicates someone has firearms, you got to check them. You got to search them. You got to do what you got to do. And also
That's right.
inside the door when you enter the building.
Metal detectors.
Metal
mm-hmm.
detectors. So now you got a double protection against
mm-hmm.
anything like this happening. Is it a guarantee? No.
No.
There is no damn guarantee.
The only guarantee is
but
if
it's
you pat
better than nothing.
The person. You can
what?
Pat the person. The only guarantee is if you pat the person. And that even people can protest that. That's going to be an interesting discussion. If
I think the dog is more efficient
yeah,
than patting somebody.
Yeah.
Because the dog's going to let you know.
Yeah, they're just going to sniff.
Yeah.
And they know.
They have you know, a very strong, powerful sense.
Yeah.
You know. A dog can hundreds of feet down under the ground, a dog can sense body parts and all that. Look what they did
amazing,
at the World Trade.
Yeah, I know. Amazing, isn't it? Very amazing.
So this is what needs to be done. You wanna honor Memorial Day, you wanna honor those who are brave? Yeah, all the soldiers of course and who served and who are serving and who have sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But include this school in it. And a good way to include it is to start this idea up. And now is a good time to do it because the schools are going to close, which means it would be easier to install
the metal detectors.
Metal machines that they can pick up weapons, you know. So the politicians need to get on this. We're doing our part, right? Tomorrow I'm going to call Chuck Schumer's office and kick his ass.
I think you should.
You know? I am.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna use my ex co-host name who said that she was friends with him.
Yeah.
So
Nancy Lawrence.
We'll see.
Right? Wasn't that Nancy?
We'll let him know what our idea is. I'm going to tell him I left it with the Associated Press. You know, a meeting with the state senator. Now every state should embrace this idea.
Yeah, they will. They should.
If we can start it here in Suffolk County, if we can get Senator Boyle behind it, maybe other people will pick it up. What's that noise in the background? Who's talking in the background?
I have no idea.
Sounds like a television. You gotta cut that off.
I don't think I have a television.
Well, I hear noise and voices in the background.
All right, hang on. Let me mute and see what's going on.
Now put yourself on mute and check it out, please. All right, in a sight around the world and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And June 5th is the Whisker Walk to help raise money for the Akita. Now, the Akita, the right Akita dog, would be one of the perfect candidates for this to protect the children in the schools. You know, you got to get the right one. You can't just use any one that's going to go off and be aggressive like that for no reason. So, and by the way, I'm volunteering my time to do any kind of training for these dogs and evaluating if need be. So, for whatever that's worth, you know, the politicians need to step up and do more. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. All right. That's the email. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Whisker Walk, June 5th. Help save the Akita. All right. Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy on the Realty. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. By the way, there's another plus, you know, how to feed these dogs. Gary will help. So we got a lot of elements here.
Yeah.
To go with this idea, you know, you need dog food, cat food for the protection dogs. And here local, you know, call Gary. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And keep thinking of those parents down there. Now they got all the funerals.
Oh yeah.
That are going to be taking place. And of course, goes without saying, those parents should not have to spend a penny.
That's right.
The whole thing should be covered by the state and the federal government.
That's true. I hope that that's the case.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, you got the... want to do the Able News? See if we can hook that up and we'll...
Okay.
Play that and here on our
Able
memorial.
Is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. for their financial donation. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, local here in Suffolk County, New York, for their contribution. And you can reach them at 631-880-7929. Any questions you have on the disabled community, or you want to know about meetings or legislation, so on and so forth. SILO. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. All right, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde James. And tonight, our memorial program, you heard Robert Merrill at the outset of the show, and those of you who don't know, Bob Merrill was disabled.
Yeah,
he had polio, and he walked with a limp. You know, he was one of the greatest opera singers of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud and honored to have that recording on Inner Sight. And we salute Memorial Day. We salute all the brave men and women, including those down in San Antonio, Texas, who gave their lives to protect the children.
Yes.
Very
much.
Put them right in there with the bravest of the brave of soldiers, sailors, and Marines, Air Force, and all that. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you're out there and you want to talk about Memorial Day or some of our observations, our idea to get the dogs to protect and you know, reveal the firearms along with the metal detectors. We'd love to hear what you think of it. Or if you have,
yeah,
maybe you have another idea that would help.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
No. What's his name? Anthony from Brooklyn just checked the line and went right. Hoof and probably had something to do.
All right.
So,
on
it.
A lot of people traveling or away, you know. And, you know, the country has to be, or should be, I should say, should be shocked over this kind of a tragedy, you know. When it things could be done to prevent this kind of a thing from happening, you know, to at least with our idea, this horrible guy would have been dealt with outside the school. You see? Because the dog would have picked it up immediately, especially with the amount of ammunition that he carried into the school. See? He would have at least been dealt with outside the school.
Yes.
And, you know, thus preventing this horrible tragedy.
Guess who's waiting for you?
What?
Guess who is waiting for you?
Waiting for me?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm on the air.
Love Drops
Louie.
I'll
have to wait till later. Huh?
Louie.
Oh, Louie was on last night. All right.
Yeah.
And we salute all those who guard this country, and my grandson is one of them in the Navy.
Yeah.
And all those who believe in freedom and justice.
You want to know what I was thinking when the song was playing? What's happening to our nation? You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, what is happening to our nation? I hope to God there's no split in anything that we do, and that if we're called to duty, we respond as Americans and not as Americans over here or there with this leader or that leader. We respond as Americans. That's what it always was.
Well, things have to be done in a more creative way.
Yes, that's true.
People have to realize that if something doesn't work, you got to damn ass change it.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Now, what we have proposed, and it's down on record now, is to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and use part of that money that would then be available to protect the schools.
Right.
And with the plan that the ideas that we've put forth, you know, the firearm dogs at the door, the metal detector inside the door, and an armed officer with the dog. So the money that's being wasted to oppress people is horrible. Look at all that money. And, you know, we said this weeks ago, months ago, before this horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
We've been telling this damn-ass government, the governor, the president, you know, wake up.
Everybody.
Do something before it's too late. And they don't listen.
And once again, it's too late. You know, that's what bothers me.
It makes you feel you know, you don't want to feel this way. You want to believe that your politicians love America and love. It makes you feel that they're haters.
Yeah.
Are these people haters of children who run this country?
That's sad. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Prove that you're not.
That's right.
Inside isn't.
That's correct.
We got the proof. We left the idea with the Associated Press. We called our state senator. Tomorrow we're going to call our federal senator.
That's
I'm
right.
even going to call the damn White House if I can get through.
That'd be nice. If you get through, you better
yeah, try and get
invite
through.
Me on that call because I got a piece to tell him. Really, I do.
Try and get through. Well, we want to we want to stay focused.
Of course.
On protecting these children.
That's right.
So we're at Inner Sight, 115,000 plus listeners. We're trying to do our part. You know? We're even telling the government where you can get the money from. All right? Very few of us are going to miss nursing homes. A handful of people. The owners, that's it.
That's right.
They're the only ones that's going to miss nursing homes. Who the hell
that's
else
right.
would?
They're making money hand over fist on people's misery.
All the independent living centers won't miss nursing homes.
No.
Every disabled person won't miss nursing homes.
Oh, hell no. Nope.
The landlords won't miss nursing homes. They're going to make money on it. The unions, the construction industry won't miss damn-ass nursing homes. Look at all the people.
So far, so good.
Don't let the owners take their money and go find something else to do.
That's right. They will. They very easily will. Because
they
have... Yeah, I'm almost convinced... entirely that they will. If they don't participate in taking down the nursing homes and making them accessible apartments, which is actually a very good idea, I must say so myself anyway, it really is an excellent idea. And it comes from the heart.
Yeah, why don't they just turn the thing in into an apartment building and take the money from that?
Yeah.
You got money out of that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's doable. That's there. Our idea helps everyone.
It does.
Helps the people who need housing, protects the children, makes the politicians look good for a change. You know? And do you know that what parents are going to think of these politicians if they witness protection at the door of a school? They may just have a whole turnaround attitude with politicians.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you never know. But that's what needs to be done. I mean, does anybody have a better idea? You could sit around and debate guns for the next 100 years.
Yeah, that's true.
You're never going to stop people from carrying guns. It's in the Constitution. So you do what you can to put up a deterrent that works. Just ask any cop with a canine.
That's true.
And he'll tell you. He or she will tell you. My dog is my life. How many times you hear a dog will die in the line of duty? You know? And the officer lives.
And their heart is
broken.
Because
that dog protected him or her.
That's right.
So... there you have it. Somebody has to. Somebody in a prominent political realm has to endorse this, you know, and run with it, and call a news conference and say, you know, we have a solution to protect these children. Somebody who's brave enough and doesn't give a damn what other politicians are going to think. How could they think bad of it anyway? You know? I mean, how could anybody object to this if you're going to protect children? I still hear those noises in the background. What is that?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't hear it.
It is talking noise, like somebody has a radio on or something.
If anything, my husband went to sleep and left that on, and I have no way of getting into that area.
Oh, well, then there is something on.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just guessing. Is there something?
Yeah, well, that's probably what it is. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You got to make sure we got no background noise when we do this
show. I actually went to the room and I told him, and then he went to sleep.
Well, why don't you pull the plug out?
I can't go in the room. The room is I
can't.
You
can't go in the room? What are you, a prisoner?
Yeah, prison from
what the hell kind of thing is that? You can't go in the room.
I can't fit in the room. My wheelchair doesn't fit in that room.
Ah, man, that's crazy. I wouldn't tolerate that in my house. I'd knock the freaking wall down if I had to. That's crazy. You can't fit in the room in your own house?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that I can't. I can't even climb up and down to get out of the house now. Because the lift is broken. We have a ramp, but it's not in good condition. I have to pray.
Well, you're talking about outside.
Yeah. But still,
right?
I need to be able to get in and out of the house.
No, I'm talking about inside the house. Inside the house. Forget about
there's
outside.
There's a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of the stuff I can't do in the house. Like my pantry.
You can't get in,
can't
the,
get
in,
into
in the room.
Yeah.
Man, that's no damn good.
Well,
it's like you're a prisoner.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned prisoner. I knocked the door off the hinges maybe 2 days ago that's going in and out of the apartment because I kept getting stuck on the door. So then my husband said, I think we have to put this in a different place after that. So that's, and then also my bedroom door has been knocked off the hinges too by me.
That's horrendous, man. You can't even get around in your own house. What the hell kind of crap
is that?
That's
because we don't have the funds by which to make it more accessible.
Well, where the
we
hell are those people? Aren't they supposed to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You better get on them.
You better believe I better get on
them. Then the other thing is you got to make sure that that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Mhm. You know. Anyway, Inner Sight Memorial Program. Let me just. We'll be off tomorrow and Monday. This will be our memorial show. Maybe we can repeat it on Monday. I hope.
That'd be nice.
All right. And the week, Monday night normally is Mad or Glad. The show is called. You call in and talk about what you're mad about or glad about.
Mad or glad.
This Monday will be Memorial.
So we're going to skip
Monday.
That. Put a rerun?
This show. I want this show on Monday.
Okay. Good.
Tuesday is open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home program. And our idea to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And we now have the support of the Independent Living Center, SILO, here on Long Island, and even the promise that they would join us in the news conference.
Yep. That's what they said.
All right. Now, I want to extend that and extend it to a politician. We're looking for a politician who will stand up with us now, especially in view of this tragedy, and say, hey, let's turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and use a piece of that money to get this idea off the ground with the dogs at the schools and the metal detectors. Well, the state should pay for that.
Yeah.
Right away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be now looking for a politician. Even if, you know, you want to use it as a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a wonderful campaign. How can you miss with that? You're going to protect millions of children with an idea. You know, you're going to turn nursing homes into accessible housing and have all this money freed up to help. I mean, I could see somebody like that graduating to running for president of the United States.
Yeah, I could
see that
too.
Especially if we bring back this telethon and that person gets up there on the telethon and, you know, he or she tells how they were responsible for turning the nursing homes into accessible housing along with inner sight and all that. Here's an opportunity for a politician to do something great in this country. And I'm not a politician, otherwise I'd do it myself. So we extend that invitation, and we're definitely going to make some contacts and try to find someone to join with us in our news conference. We're planning to do it in September. All right, inner sight, all those serving overseas, we think of, and you know, away from their families on this holiday weekend, keeping our country safe, keeping the invaders out of many of the foreign countries, the bases around the world, you know. We honor those. In fact, you know what I would like right now? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I would like a repeat, as they say in French, répéter, a repeat of the Robert Merrill in honor of all those who are currently serving this country and in honor of all the deceased of the school. Can we hear Merrill again?
Yeah, give me a sec. Just let me get him, pull him up.
From Yankee Stadium, live, the great Robert Merrill, National Anthem.
We're ready. Oh. Okay.
All right, on Inner Sight Live. And then we'll try to take some phone calls.
Robert Merrill. And now, to honor America, will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem.
because Inner Sight loved this country. Anybody on the line? 213-816.
Yeah, we had Louie.
1650.
I have to
Louie
just go
on
back
the line?
To the other screen. Yeah, hold on. Let me see if he's still on.
All right, let's get Louie on Inner Sight.
And here he is.
Live.
Hey, Louie.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah. How you doing? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that music, Lou?
That's Robert Merrill.
There you go.
Oh, you know who he is, huh?
He did the seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of
things,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I miss Suzanne, and she had to cut off. She had to do something.
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't feel so well. Still don't, but
oh, okay.
Heck, you got me here. I'm dedicated.
Yeah. So, Frank,
cut off.
I go girl flirting.
Uh-oh.
Girl flirting? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you
girl
doing?
Girl flirting
really?
By giving out love drops to a female lady. And get down
where
on
do you
the
do that?
Boogie down.
Who?
He found one. Just
boogie
said,
down?
Would you like some love drops?
Boogie dance, dance. It's a dance.
Yeah.
Oh, a dance. You go to the boogie down Bronx?
Yep. Years ago.
Yeah. So did you find any girls for the love drops?
I gave her some, all right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, where was that?
Yep.
Over there in where you live?
I don't live in the Bronx.
Oh, I know. Oh, you did it in the Bronx years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I heard that actor Ray Liotta from Goodfellas, he passed away.
Oh, when was that?
I saw it on the news.
Oh, wow. Recent.
Ray who?
Liotta.
Who's he, a Spanish actor?
No, he's Italian, American actor. He played in one of the movies, Goodfellas and other movies.
Oh, yeah.
Die of a sleep.
Really? How old was he?
67 years old. Die of a sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's young.
Very young.
Yeah. It's on news tonight. It's going
to
be in papers tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
What'd you say, Lou?
It's going to be in the paper, in the newspapers tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the memorial? You're going to go, you got to salute the flag and all that.
I got to say, God bless America.
But you made one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I know. No funnies tomorrow.
That's right.
No, it's taking a long weekend off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Following Friday, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well,
definitely.
Yeah, call next Tuesday to give
yeah,
us
so
a promotion, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
All right.
You talk about Friday Follies, huh?
Yeah, talk about Follies, and I remember my name is Jerry Lewis, and maybe sure you call in 1 week from tomorrow for another edition of the Frolics. We had a lot of fun with Rosanna.
Another
we
edition
fun
of Fly by Night in a Sight.
Yeah, fly in a Sight, that's right.
That's
and
sweet.
I'm going to do an imitation of Suzanne. I got to practice
okay.
first.
Oh, you're going to practice? It doesn't take that long.
All right, next week you can do an imitation of her.
Okay.
Okay,
guys,
right.
So want to have a good Memorial Day. This is Jerry Lewis and the rest of the Gilda Radner and Rosanna Dennis. Have a good week. Enjoy your Memorial Day.
You too, Lou.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, Suzanne.
Good night. We love you. You know that.
All right, In a Sight and Louis Rivera and a little fun here because we won't be on tomorrow night. So
that's right.
How'd you like his rendition of God Bless America?
Interesting. You
never heard a rendition like that before.
No, he's tenor and he's singing a baritone. That
anyway.
Is struggle. He struggled a little with the
We urge the politicians to celebrate Memorial Day in a different way than they usually do. I mean, yeah, you know,
yes.
Honor the military, honor those who gave their lives, yes. But honor all those children and the teachers.
Yeah.
Down in San Antonio way, you know, and
we also
do
have to
something.
You were concerned, Frank.
What?
We have to mention that you were concerned about your daughter and your grandchildren, you know, because they're down
well,
near
that. Well, my daughter's all right.
Thank God, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody's
thank God.
All right. But honor those who lost their lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
By showing the country that you're going to do something to protect and to prevent tragedies like this. You know, I got one email, and the title was Tragedy, 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 Tragedy.
Wow.
It came from a group of mothers who are trying to get Washington to do something about this. Well, here it is. Get those dogs at the door.
That's right.
Get those metal detectors put in. President Biden, declare an emergency or whatever you have to do. Call it what you want to get this thing off the ground.
Do an
all
executive
right?
order. You do executive orders
executive
all
order,
the time.
Whatever
yeah.
the hell you want to call it.
Right. But, he does
but it needs
that.
To be done.
Yeah.
You know,
he does
call
that.
All these governors together and tell them.
That's right.
This is my executive order.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you have to do. You know.
That's all.
They can do it.
Yes, they can.
And if need be, get some National Guard people to help.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be meeting with my state senator to see, you know, hopefully he'll do something. And we at Inner Sight, you know, we have a lot of people who listen to us.
Yes, we do.
And we care.
Yes.
And that's why we've come up with this idea.
We've
everybody
had this
knows
idea for a while.
It's you. What?
I said we've had this idea for a while now. At the first time, when Sandy Hook came around, we gave this idea out, and then it wasn't taken, you know, seriously. Now we're saying to you, don't wait for the next tragedy to come. Do it now. Change the rules. Change everything that you break them. You don't. They're your own rules that you've made.
It looks like the politicians don't give a damn about these children.
No.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. Definitely.
But that's what it looks like right now.
Yeah, which is sad. Very sad.
Yeah. Arguing amongst themselves. The Republicans blocked the gun control discussion. I don't give a damn what you are.
That's right.
You got to do it for the children. Forget about
that's
Republican,
right.
Democrat, and all this crap. And,
you
can
talk about that hoopla when you're doing Election Day, but not while people are suffering. Sorry. I don't agree with that.
So we need the politicians to come together. We need Mr. Biden to take a stand on this and tell every state that this is what we're going to do until we can find some way to do it politically, you know, legislatively. But we're going to start with this idea. You know, Mr. Biden's a dog lover. Everybody knows it's universal that dogs can protect you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs have saved people's lives more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows that better than a blind person.
That's true.
So, get off your butt.
Hmm.
And we're going to make some more calls to politicians to express our outrage and to use whatever power we have of our podcast. You know? And you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to make the world a promise right now. If these politicians don't straighten this out and implement this idea, you know, when I go on Facebook and on Instagram, and I've been invited, I'm going to blast their ass, and I don't give a damn what they do to me.
Don't you should.
Because this is horrendous.
It is very horrendous.
You know, that this was allowed to happen without protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that somebody could just walk into a school and murder innocent
all those
children.
And
teachers. How many teachers were killed? Do we know?
Only one. Oh, no. One was injured badly, and one was, killed right on the scene. That's all I know.
One teacher dead. We don't know about his or her fate, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was another woman. There were two women in that classroom.
Another woman.
Co-teachers, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them has been there a long time at that school and was training, and I believe was training the other person, if I'm not mistaken, on what she was, you know, doing to move on so she could go to retirement. And she's the one who passed away. I think the one
and
who
then
was ready to...
The people who lived through it
now
undoubtedly will probably be disabled.
Yeah, or they might have a mental disability from all the trauma.
Yeah.
That's going to be worse.
And they got to live with that in a system that
doesn't help it.
That's not made for us in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole set of things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Use the money, you know, part of that money to help people, to help protect these children in the schools. That's our proposal. That's the proposal I'm going to give to my state senator. at the proposal that Mr. Biden should be giving to every governor.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, I want everybody to have a happy, healthy Memorial.
Yes, Memorial Day.
Weekend. We won't be here tomorrow. We're going to be, we'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mini vacation.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, we'll be back with the open mic. And we will report to you. You know, what is the latest with the senior senator here on Long Island? Hopefully we'll get an appointment.
That'd be nice.
I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, we know him.
We know him
pretty well, but getting an appointment is one thing. Having him act on it is another. I'm gonna immediately ask him to call a news conference.
Mm-hmm.
To announce this idea, you know,
yeah.
And to get the county executive and the school people, whoever has to be notified that we're going to be doing this, you know. I don't think you need to pass a law to do this.
No. Why should you?
Well, the senator will know.
Yeah.
He'll know.
He'll tell us.
But when I meet with him, I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna tell him, you know, you should call a news conference and announce this idea. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
And let's get it started right here in Suffolk County.
Yeah.
You know. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. We're not going to by any means let this go, I'll tell you.
No, I agree with you.
We're gonna build up to our news conference in September, and this will be now one of the key points that all this money is being wasted on these damn-ass nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
When people could use help, you know. Why don't we... in honor of all for Memorial, put that Merrill on one more time.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, here we go.
This is our Memorial program.
One. Okay, here it is.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Robert Merrill. And now, to honor America, will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem?